Blog Talk Radio.
Been an impact in your walk with God.
we are eager to hear from you. And before going into our program tonight, we have sought out and we have started to go into a short prayer. So before we start our program on tonight, we would want you that are listening and that are tuned in to join us in a small prayer tonight. And we are going to pray that God will move in this service in a mighty way on tonight. So I ask you to bow your heads, if you will. Father God, we thank you for gathering around this globe tonight, the first night in our new year, January the 1st, 2013. Father God, we thank those that have gathered in their homes, in their office space, in their cars, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds this digital recording. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for enabling us to join together, to come in unity, and to come as one in Christ. Father God, I thank you for enabling us to see this new year. Many of us that weren't able to view into and go into the new year of 2013. But God, we thank you for being an awesome God that you are, that you have posted your angelic angels and you encamp them all around about us. Lord, we thank you for blessing our coming in and our going out. And Father God, we ask you just to anoint these lips of clay, God, on tonight. Lord, let me give them a rhema word to someone that needs some answers to the questions that they have on their heart tonight, God. I ask you, God, to not let my will be done, God, but let thy will be done through you. And Father God, we're asking these and other blessings. We ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we all shall say amen and amen. And we will go on into our program as scheduled. And we will be bringing you an A selection. And after this rendition of the A selection, after its completion, I will come back. And then I will play the B selection. But as for now, I will play the A selection. So I'd like for you to get your good comfortable seat, take your shoes off, and get relaxed and help to enjoy God with me. Because I'm intending to bless your soul real good on tonight. All right. Excuse me as I put your record on spin. Thank you.
Thank you.
shot sometime. And if not that, we can just go over there and turn the radio dial on, and we'll soon hear, come across the radio about some tragedy or some shooting or somebody that has gotten ran over or somebody that, you know, has been in a tragic automobile accident. And that let us know that we're living in perilous times that God's word talks about. So God gave me this theme of check yourself before you wreck yourself to talk toward the couple, you that might be Christians and might know the Lord and be serving God, but has a mate that do not know God, are not living for God. I would like for you to ponder these thoughts. Now, I have outlined something that I would like for you to take heed to. Now, do you know your mate? Do you know your mate well? Does he or she have baggage unknown to you? Can you trust him? Can you trust her with your life? You know, the Bible tells us to be careful for nothing. Does he or she have any mental disturbances? Or does he or she have any outburst that you are unaware of? Does he or she have angry management dispositions or issues that you're not aware of or even accustomed to, far as that is concerned? Do any of these two have secrets that neither one has shared with one another? I come to let you know tonight, please be aware, because the life that you save very well may be your very own. Now, we see that in the time in which we live, as I first stated moments ago, that crime is on the uproar. It's rising minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, year by year. Our crime rate has skyrocketed. And I believe that in the city of San Francisco, I think they are in the lead with the most crime. Their crime rate, I think, stands right now at number one, if I make no mistake. If it's not number one, it is so close that you would probably, if it was any Oscar denomination being awarded, you would have to give San Francisco an Oscar nomination award for the most crime. Not that that's a good thing. That's a bad thing, because that lets us know that Satan, which is our adversary, is on the alert. He's on the loose, seeking and searching out whom he may devour. So I would like to alert your heart and mind tonight to take a closer look into the life of your partner. May it be the male that you should take a closer look at? May it be the female that you should take a closer look at? But if you that are living a Christian lifestyle, but yet your mate is unsaved, I would alert you to be aware. God said, warning before destruction. Now that mate, I don't know if he or she goes to church with you on a, weekly basic, or if it's every Easter or every Christmas or every Thanksgiving, or if it's a holiday that your mate may would come along to join you in service. So that lets us know that your mate has plenty idle time where the devil can come in and talk to that mind. See, the devil works on our mind. That's where he works at. That's what he targets, is our mind, to try to deter your mind into wrongdoing. So your mate might have baggage that you are not aware of, or that he or she has not shared with you. There may be some demonic spirits that need to come out, that need to be laid out on the table in the forefront, need to bring everything to the table. Whatever is going on deep that within the heart of man, that's in the heart of woman, those dark secrets that you are holding inside, I beg you to bring those demonic spirits to the forefront seat of God, because they need to be dealt with. You don't want to have no person in your home that's a murderer, that has a track record, a sheet record. Long is the Mississippi Bridge. You don't want that person lying next to you, snoring in your ear, that has detrimental issues, that has in mind that, you know, if you get too close to God, he wants to kill you. He wants to bring harm to you. He may have weapons in your home that you are unaware of. You need to start looking around your home in inspicable places, in the cubbies that you figure, oh, there's nothing there but my rollers and my hairspray and my shampoo. I beg you to take a closer look. Open up your cabinetry and look beyond your shampoo bottle. Look beyond your soap dish. Look beyond your comb and brush. You say, for what, Pastor Warren? For weapons of destruction. Because we know that the devil come to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's his ultimate purpose. That is his ultimate goal, is to steal, kill, and destroy. Because number one, he don't want you living for God. And if he can find any way to threaten you, to threaten your life, then he will find a way, and he will find the means necessary to do so. So I come to alert your heart, mind, and spirit on tonight. God gave me this theme on tonight. And God never gives me anything for naught. Everything that God give us as saints of God is for our own good. Is for our good. And so I want you to know tonight to start looking around your home, your apartment, your room, if you're sharing a room with someone, I beg you to look in those suitcases that you think that, hey, ain't nothing in there but winter clothes that I put back. There's nothing in there but summer clothing that I put away until next summer. I beg you to look in those compartments for weapons of destruction. May it be a sharp razor blade. May it be a sharp knife. Whatever it is, I beg you to look around your surrounding. Look for the unknown, because we know that the devil always has something up his sleeve, because he is mad at you and I, because we are servants of God. We living for God every day. We're living for God. We are witnessing to the sinner man or the sinner woman about God, about changing their lifestyle for the better. And the devil don't like that. So if your mate is not saved, then he is or she is of the devil, meaning that the devil can come into their mind and deter their mind into causing physically, bodily, detrimental harm to you. So I come to serve you notice on tonight to please, please, I beg you, to look around your surrounding. Because that person that you're lying next to every night might be planning on doing something detrimental unto you. And he's not reading the word of God and not seeking out God for his own soul salvation, then he is up to no good. He don't like your lifestyle as far as Christ is concerned. He would in hope that you would backslide and turn your back on God. That is his ultimate goal, is to get your mind off God and get your mind more onto what he's doing and what he's into. Because he could care less about your lifestyle, especially if it's a Christian lifestyle. And he's used to you doing things with him, you know, going out into the world and doing wrongdoing. Maybe he's into stealing and theft and robbing and breaking into people's houses, you know. Then he had you as the lookout man while he breaks into various people's homes. Maybe you was a watch-out person. Maybe he would go to the store and steal contents from the store and had you out there in a waiting car for him to return with the stolen goods. I would like to alert your heart and mind and spirit tonight to be aware of the person that you're lying next to. Now, we have women that do just as much crime as the male does. There's no more crime than the man doing more crime than the woman is doing. I think it can be said for both sides that it's no big sin or little sin in the eyesight of God. All sin is simply sin in the eyesight of the Almighty. And so I want you to check out those places that you haven't looked into. Maybe you haven't, you know, did a spring cleaning in a long time. I beg you to do a spring cleaning of your home. You are looking for weapons of mass destruction. coming from your mate. Like I said, may it be a male or may it be a female. The devil don't care who he uses. He will use anybody that is willing to be used by him. And so I want you to be aware, because as we know, just last year, the year that just went out, there was a son. A son now. I mean, this is someone that you helped to birth and bring into this world, that you love, that you have cuddled, that you have just enjoyed all of his or her lifetime. And yet, you don't know what's running rapid through the minds of your sons and your daughters. And this young man was said to be a number one A student in his school. They didn't have any kind of crime, any cases that was pending or any past cases that was committed by this man. He was supposed to have been the ideal son. But I guarantee you, in the end, all the good that was in him, the devil had removed. And the devil had put wickedness in this son. And this son, whom mother that had birthed him into this world, he went there and shot her while she was in her sleep. Can you just imagine, or can you have imaginary mindset of the person that's laying next to you would get up, and you sometimes would feel your mate moving around in the bed to get up to go to the laboratory. You can feel that person. You can feel her moving, you know, in the bed, you know, rolling over then to place her feet on the ground to stand up and go to the laboratory, what we call the restroom. And you don't know what's in the mindset of that person, that male or female that's lying next to you. You don't know what the devil has in store for you while you're sleeping, because that mate might have in his or her mind to end your life while you yet sleep. So this is a courtesy from God. From God, given to me. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. In this new year, this is new. This is the new year, January 1st, 2013. I don't know who I am talking to out there in radio land, but God has me to bring you a warning tonight. To check yourself before you wreck yourself. In other words, check yourself while the blood is still running warm in your veins, while you yet in your rightful mind, while you yet know who you are and whose you are. You know that you belong to God. You know that you are a king's kid. I beg you to look in your surrounding areas tonight. I want you to look before going to bed. I want you to look around your surrounding. Check out the cracks and the crevice areas of your home, of your domain, of your living quarters. I want you to check your surroundings, saints and friends of the Most High God. You that are listening in digital radio land tonight, God has given me a rhema word of warning for you tonight. You know, God is so mindful because God always give us a warning before destruction. You know, God will send us warning through any pipeline, any means he feels that's deemable and necessary. God will send us warning. And God has sent me to tell you tonight to check out your surrounding, my sister. Check out your surroundings, my brother. Because the devil is real. The devil is no joke. The devil is powerful. Although we know that God is all power, God's power surpasses the devil's power. But just as far as the devil's power, the devil's power is strong. And the only way that you can surpass the devil's power is through the power of God, through what we call that Holy Ghost power, that power that God give us that surpasses all understanding. And the only way that you can have that power to surpass the devil's power is through by fasting and praying and seeking God's face daily and reading the word of God. For God's word says, I think that's 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So in that retrospect, friends and loved ones and you that are listening out there in digital radio land, we know that these kind of powers derive only through fasting and praying and seeking God's face on a daily basis. Not just on Sunday, not when we just feel like it, but every day. We got to serve God when it don't feel good. We have to serve God when we're not feeling our best. I'm not feeling my best on tonight. I have a runny nose. I have a scratchy throat. And I'm not feeling my level best. But just the same, I got to run on. I got to make it to the finish line, saints of God. I got to serve God at any cost. You know, and my the saying that I always use is I'm intending to reach the lost at any cost. I'm intending to reach the sinner man, to reach the sinner woman, because that is my charge. That is the assignment that God has given unto me and you, is to search out and seek out those souls which are lost, and to compel them to come in out of the darkness and come into God's marvelous light. I'll tell you, I cannot stress this enough, saints of God, friends and listeners. I cannot stress this enough, that once you come over to the Lord's side, you will find out that that was the best thing that ever happened to you. That is the rightful move that you ever could have made. I mean, that you could have humanly / spiritually made in your whole life. That is the best move that you could ever have made, is to change your lifestyle over to God and living a victorious lifestyle before men down here on planet Earth, and then living a victorious and Christian lifestyle before God each and every day. You know, this is a continuous journey. Living for God is a continually thing that we do, just like you have a continually job that you have to go to every day, you know, and you can't miss any days unless you are sick and you are unable to go in, and that your sickness might contaminate other co-workers in your workplace. But if you are able to go to work, your employer are looking for you to be at your workplace in your designated work area. So that is the same way it is with God. God looks for me to be on my job. If I'm not sick to the point to where I can't talk, you know, and I'm just coughing my head off, you know, and God say, well, daughter, you know, you're not feeling well tonight, you know, I will allow you to take a leave of absence from your, you know, from your place tonight. I will, you know, God, in other words, God will omit us from our presently position so we can go and take care of ourselves. We have to doctor on ourselves. And if we don't have all the cure in our cabinetry, sometimes we might have to go and see the physician. And there's nothing wrong with going to see the physician, for we know that God is the ultimate spiritual physician. But we know that God is not, you know, going to, you know, just be angry with us if we decide to go and see our doctor, because sometimes we need the doctor to check and see what's ailing us, what's going on inside of us. You know, we can detect that we're not feeling good, but sometimes, you know, we think it's one thing and it could be something totally different. So that means that it's good for us to go and have ourselves checked out by our own private physician to make sure that all is well and that all our organs and vital signs are working in an orderly fashion, because we have a work to do. We work for God, and God is our chief shepherd. God is our chief shepherd. He give us our everyday command. He give us our order of service. Every day he outlines what he wants us to do for him. And then we are to just sit still and listen to what God has to tell us. And then we are to be obedient to the leading of the Lord, because God is to never lead us wrong. God is a righteous God. God is a sovereign God. God is a loving God. He's a caring God. He's a giving God. He is a forgiving God as well. So we know by those attributes that everything that God give unto us is good and is for our own benefit and beneficial to us. Everything that comes from God is good. Just like God said that everything he made was good. So our assignment that God gives us on a daily basis is good. It's all for our good. And so if we're able to tell the goodness of Jesus to others, that's what God expects of us, to tell that God loved them, that they are not alone, that Jesus died, bled, and suffered out on Calvary cross for their sins and mine. God charges us because we are on a mission. We are on a mission to win souls to the kingdom of God. And like I first stated in another sermon, you know, our witness lifestyle determines the image of our crown. That determines how beautiful, how just imagine our crown will look according to the souls that we have won for Christ's kingdom. If we don't win souls for Christ, then how can the kingdom be fulfilled? We have to go out into the highway and the hedges and to compel men and women, the young and the old, the small to the medium to the large, unto Christ. So that when they stand before the judgment seat of God, there will be any excuses as to say to God, God, I didn't have anyone down there on planet Earth to witness to me, to tell me that there was a God, a spiritual God that had died for me, that he loved me enough that he went on Calvary cross to die for not his sins, because God didn't commit any sins. Neither was a guile found in God's mouth. We were the one that was born in sin. We were the one that was shaped in iniquity. So God had to go to the cross in order for us to be redeemed. And I tell you, I thank God. I'm so sorrowful that God had to go and die, because God died one of the most excruciating deaths in the spiritual history of mankind. So it really grieves my heart and spirit to know that God had to subdue all of that agony, all of that pain, all of that heartache that he had to suffer for me. And that's why I don't mind coming to my job post and telling the goodness of Jesus when God did so much for me that I couldn't do for myself. I couldn't go to the cross. I couldn't go to the cross because I didn't have the qualifications to do so. The qualifications that its requirement encountered was to be sinless, sin-free, and I did not meet those requirements. You did not meet those requirements. Only God's Son, Jesus Christ, was the spiritual man that met those requirements, met those qualifications, because he was sinless. He was sin-free. He was pure. And he didn't have any sin upon him. So that made him qualified and able to go to Calvary Cross for your sins and mine. And I'm so thankful that God loved us enough to where he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus. He didn't have a spare son. God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross for your sins and mine. And I'm willing to witness for Jesus as long as I live. I'm intending to tell as many that will listen about Jesus and his love for mankind. And I just thank you for tuning in tonight on Blog Talk Radio, Digital Radio. I thank God for you. I will always end my program in thanks, because I thank God for you, the listener, for taking out your busy schedule to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host has been Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the city of Gilroy, California, / No Bowels Ministry. Co-pastor is Shirlene Cook of No Bowels Ministry in the city of Livermore, California, where God is moving by his Spirit in our ministry. And as I first stated, we are a joint. We are a combined ministry. We are joined together as one. And God is moving by his Spirit. And I thank God for what he's doing and what he is about to do in the months to come. I thank God for you, and I thank God for your patronage. And I would ask you to tune in again. I will come before your presence again, God says the same, this time next week. Air time will be 8:30 p.m. on your Blog Talk Radio dial. And I want you to tune in. And I'm asking you to go with God as God go with you. And I'm asking you to tune in to Blog Talk Radio this time next week. And I will say bye for now.